very important because it's a way of saying two things. First, we will not respond to violence with violence. And second, violence is no answer to problems, however real they may be. We have to find answers through negotiation, through dialogue, through peaceful means. And you cannot destroy the lives of innocent people for your own personal vendettas and to get your own personal ends. So somehow the witness that violence is not an answer, but finally non-violence and the expression of love and a readiness to dialogue is the only way to a just and humane future, I think, becomes very important in these kinds of contexts, as it happened in the case of Northern Ireland and so on times past. So I think this kind of response of Bombay is very important as a sign, in the sense that we refuse to have our lives destroyed and refuse to be held ransom by these kinds of terrorist activities. Within hours of this terrible tragedy taking place, not once but seven times, on the one hand, there were people immediately flocking to hospitals to donate blood, so much so that the doctors had to say, look, we have got a surplus blood, so please stop coming, and people coming to help with the rescue work, and then people immediately reopening shops and vendors back on the streets, simply as a sign to say that we will not be cowed down by this kind of random violence and this kind of hatred, because we Bombay people stand together across all boundaries of caste, creed, religion, and social communities.